At Tuesday evening's regular borough assembly meeting, assembly members approved a second reading of the proposed ordinance authorizing the city and borough to provide USDA a first lien on approximately 29 acres of property for the new hospital facility and for the Wrangell Medical Center replacement facility to pay the USDA loan if approved by the USDA in the amount of $24,700,000 towards the construction of the replacement facility. This ordinance also authorizes submissions to qualified voters of the borough at the special election held on November 15th. A proposition approving this ordinance and ratifying the authorization of the pledge of the borough property and future of WMC as the security to USDA and providing for an effective date. In persons to be heard, resident Wayne Kerr spoke up on the matter of the new hospital facility design. Kerr says he's concerned on the proposed hospital flat roof design and urges the borough assembly as well as the hospital board and architect to consider a sloped roof.
But right now, it's something you guys need to think about because we're going to spend $29 million and if we have a flat roof, we have nothing. And if it goes flat roof, I for one would vote against it.
City Manager Tim Rooney notes the two remaining contracts with Layton Construction and AHFD concerning the hospital replacement facility project have reached tentative agreements with the city and will go before the assembly by the October 11th meeting. In other new business, Irene Engle Public Library Director K.J. Bush spoke on the approval of a bid received from the Library Corporation to provide the Irene Engle Public Library with an automation and management system. J. Bush says the automation system will modernize the library and make it more uniform with other libraries around the state of Alaska.
The thing that I think people will really notice and the staff will notice, especially in the summertime, when our circulation, the number of items we check out increases from a little over 2,000 to 4,000, 4,500 items in a month. So you get this big influx, and so all you're doing is taking all these steps, like 10 steps almost for every book you check out and every time it comes back in. So now it will just be, touch the screen and there's so-and-so and their books came in and that sort of thing. And the other thing that I think the public will appreciate is you can tell if the book is checked in, checked out. Now we have to go to the shelf or maybe it is checked out or maybe it's on hold or maybe it's in repair, but it'll just be a lot better service.
The library automation system costs $85,540 and is funded through grants from the Rasmussen Foundation, the USDA, the State of Alaska, DCCED, and the Alaska State Library. And in other bids awarded, the Assembly approved the funding of $25,000 from the Economic Recovery Fund for the new city website redesign project. The project has been awarded to AHA Consulting, and this will be the first website design done since 2001. Finally, City Clerk Christy Jameson reminds the public the deadline for write-in candidates for the October 4th election is this Friday, September 30th, by 5 p.m. For more information on elections or the city, you can contact City Hall at 874-2381. To listen to the entire Borough Assembly meeting from September 27th, you can go to ksdk.org. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Charlotte Duran.